The World This Week, Politics.
The G20 summit in Bali concluded with a strongly worded statement condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine and demanding its immediate withdrawal. Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, attended the gathering and criticized it for being too politicized. A missile struck a farm in Poland close to the border with Ukraine, killing two men and sparking fears of an escalation of the war. But NATO reacted cautiously. It now seems likely that the missile was not fired by Russia, but was probably Ukrainian, meant to intercept part of an attack by Russia involving around 100 missiles that was a response to Ukraine's liberation of Kherson. Britain and France signed a new agreement that will increase the number of migration officers in northern France in the hope of reducing the flow of illegal migrants crossing the English Channel. Irregular entries have become a problem across the EU again. Over 280,000 were recorded in the first 10 months of 2022, up by 77% compared with 2021. The Western Balkans saw the biggest influx of illegal migrants, but the Mediterranean routes also recorded large increases. The Turkish police said a woman they arrested on suspicion of planting a bomb in a busy street in Istanbul is a Syrian national working for Kurdish militants. The explosion killed 6 people. Indonesia and 9 rich countries announced an agreement designed to curb the archipelago country's dependence on coal. The Just Energy Transition Partnership, brokered by America and Japan, promises to provide Indonesia with $20 billion in public and private finance to help it retire its fleet of coal-fired power stations and shift to renewable energy. Given Indonesia's enormous reliance on coal, it is the world's 3rd biggest producer. The deal has potentially enormous climate significance. In Afghanistan, the Taliban ordered judges to impose strict interpretations of Sharia law in cases such as stealing and kidnapping, which could lead to public amputations and executions. The regime is becoming ever more repressive. It recently banned women from entering parks. Myanmar's ruling junta is releasing almost 6,000 political prisoners to mark a national holiday, according to state media. Around 15,000 people have been arrested since the coup in February 2021. Kubota Toru, a Japanese documentary maker who was detained in July for filming a protest, was said to be among those being set free.